time for another quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Pups, Pusses, Young Disney Memories and Talk Back. Pups, Pusses, Young Disney Memories and Talk Back. Pups vs. Pusses. In a classic pup vs. puss war. We got your cat-dog stories on the air. When cats and dogs cannot live under the same roof. Also, what was your young Disney memory? What was your Disney DNA? I had quite a creepy sort of sordid memory. I always used to sort of hope something quite sinister happened to Jasmine in the Disney film Aladdin. I mean, I was only 4 years old, so I can't really be blamed for it. I didn't know my rights from wrongs. I can reflect now with all sorts of embarrassment. Plus Talk Back Tuesday. I mean, things went real wry for a while there, real sexual. And that's not my cup of tea. Enjoy the quickie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
Reading an article today. It's just your standard pedestrian article about a cat expert who will explain to you what kind of puss you should purchase. Before taking it back to your home, you got to check the temperament and how much fur it molts, blah, blah, blah. And also make sure that it would get along with any pets that you've got in the house already.
Oh, yeah, like birds, dogs, rats.
Yeah, there's always that sort of debate a family might have. If you've got a household that's half cat lover, half dog lover, and maybe you've purchased a family dog, and then a few years later, people get a little bit bored of the dog. They want something new in the family to just rustle it up a bit. They go, well, can we get a cat this time? And there'll always be someone that's like, well, we can't get a cat because we've already got a dog. And you just can't have a cat and a dog. Other people, though, they'll be like, no, bring it on. Oh, let's have a whole menagerie here. I mean, who says dogs and cats can't coexist together? Reminded me of a time when my family found itself with two dogs and two cats under the same roof.
Wow, it's a big animal family. It's almost a zoo, Lakey.
It really was. It was all pandemonium in there. And they just, we bought a dog and then a cat sort of housed themselves. And then we got another dog and then another cat. And just, all of a sudden, we got four animals. And what we begin to realise is that the cats aren't that friendly. The dogs aren't that social. And there was a few fisticuffs. A few puss-puss, woof-woof fisticuffs. Soon becomes apparent that we're going to have to figure something out here. I mean, do you just draw a line right down the middle of the house? You're going to set up the kitchen like some sort of Gaza Strip for cats and dogs?
Well, you've got a pick.
Well, that's exactly right. There were too many feuds. There were too many injuries. The dogs didn't get along with the cats, and I'm sure I can't be the only asshole. What we had was a good old-fashioned pup versus puss war.
It's time for the ultimate showdown. The pup versus puss wars.
All of a sudden, our family found itself in a decision that we had to either isolate the cats, basically get rid of them, or get rid of the dogs. And it split our family in two.
I know what I'd be getting rid of.
Well, I think you'd be getting rid of the puss-pusses, would you not?
Correct. I'm a dog gal.
Yeah, and it feels wrong to get rid of a dog, and slightly less wrong to get rid of a cat. I mean, thank God
Why
for
is
us.
That?
Well, dogs are a bit more, they've got a bit more personality to them, don't they? Yeah,
a bit more member of the family.
Yeah. Anyway, lucky for us, Mischief died. So during all this time, Mischief died in a freak car accident.
Was it a freak car accident?
Yeah, it was.
Did the dogs plan it?
Now all of a sudden we got two dogs, one cat, easy decision. The dogs win the pup versus puss war.
Bye, little kitty.
Well, yeah, well, all of a sudden it was just a 2-1 situation. That's all. We gave the cat to a family friend. It had a great life. Probably happier because it doesn't have two dogs pissing it off the whole time. 131060. Has anyone else gone through a pup versus puss war? And what happened? I'm not saying you had to get rid of the pusses or the pups. Maybe you had some sort of rules. Did they learn to love one another? Did you have to kick the dog outside and the cat had to stay upstairs? Are there any other pup versus puss wars going on?
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
You're in a pup versus puss war?
It's time for the ultimate showdown. The pup versus puss wars.
In a perfect world, I see myself with a wife, four children, two dogs.
No,
and two
you
cats.
Do not. You see yourself as a solo man living in a van, maybe one small dog.
What are you talking about?
And a stray cat that lurks over and steals your white omelet.
Hey!
Yolk.
I would love to be in a mortgage trap with four children that I have to love unconditionally. How dare you?
That is a lie.
Two cats, two dogs. In a perfect world, these two cats and these two dogs get along. The pusses and the bitches get along just fine. It's not always the case. Sometimes the cats can hate the dogs. Sometimes the dogs can hate the cats. Sometimes it gets too bad that you've got to make a decision. You've got an all-out pup versus puss war. I thank my lucky stars that we never had to choose between Speckles and Mischief, the two pusses, versus Bonnie and Misty, the two pooches that we have.
Cute names.
Very nice names indeed. And you'd think that with those sorts of names, it's a very harmonious household. Not the case. We had to make a decision. The cats or the dogs, they weren't getting along. Mischief made it easy. She got hit by the car at the local roundabout. All of a sudden, we've got two pooches versus one puss. You just eliminate the other puss. It's excess puss.
See you later, puss puss.
Or you gave it to a family friend. They love it. She loves it. It's all good. All's well that ends well. Rory on 131060. You got a pup versus puss war on your hands?
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. You got a pup versus puss war on your hands?
Yeah. So I have a 60-kilo bull mastiff who's a rescue dog, and I also have a tiny little black cat who was the runt of the litter. And the cat is 100% in control of the household. He's horrible to the dog. Yeah, he locks the dog out when it's raining, and he'll patrol the doorway so the dog can't come in. He does laps around his food bowl so that he can't eat. He attacks him from under the table.
It's a classic case of cat brain versus dog brawn. And a lot of the time you see cat brain win out on that kind of thing. 60 kilos of mastiff doesn't necessarily guarantee that it's got 60 kilos of mastiff brain in there either.
Oh, I'd be more terrified.
Well, no, he's under instruction not to eat the cat as well.
He's
a bit conflicted.
What a weird headspace to live in, knowing that you could eat your enemy at any time, but you're not allowed.
Yeah, but too scared,
Joe. Instead, you're just this little cat's bitch. Shani on 131060. Pup versus puss war?
Yes, I'm having a pup versus puss war. I took a beautiful purebred Burmese cat home to my parents, and the Kelpie had a snipe at him. Tried to bite him, and my mum was on the phone to my boyfriend saying, "You need to take this cat. He's not staying here."
Well,
the puss has been booted out.
He's living with my boyfriend.
Well, so the boyfriend lives with the Burmese puss. You live with your mum with the Kelpie.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair. I mean, you're in quite a nice position there. No matter where you go, you'll have a pup or a puss there. But I like it that the Kelpie took one swoop. And there's action straight away. There's nothing worse than pussyfooting around, pardon the pun. And it's sort of, well, they might get along eventually. I think they can learn to love each other, actually.
This is my territory now.
I think humans could definitely take a leaf out of that book. Bronte on 131060. Hello, wrap this up. A big pup versus puss war from you. Bring it home.
I had a ragdoll cat that my partner brought home. And my mastiff did not like her one bit. She wouldn't let no one in the house.
The mastiff has rebelled against its owners as well, almost blaming you.
The ragdoll that my partner brought home. She would literally sit near the door. If anyone came in, my partner, anyone, she would scratch you.
Hmm. Is it a ragdoll? Is a ragdoll a breed of cat? Is that what this is? Is a ragdoll a breed of cat? Yeah, okay.
Right. Are they the hairless ones?
No, they're the really big, fluffy type ones with blue eyes and that.
Gotcha. Oh, that's nice. No, you're thinking of a sphinx. It's like the greyhound of the cat world. It's heinous. Imagine licking a sphinx.
Why would you say that?
Well, anyway, back to Bronte's ragdoll cat. So the cat wins the war, correct?
She did. I ended up having to get rid of her because I did not want to get rid of my mastiff.
Wow.
So you got rid of the cat. You got rid of the puss.
Yeah, I got rid of her because, it was a bit unfair that I couldn't have people over as well.
It's the cat. It's a bit unfair when the puss runs the house. Yeah, but no, very unfair indeed. I agree. Yeah, the puss won the battle, but it lost the war.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lekalay Show quickie.
Right now, it's very exciting because today Disney Plus announced the launch of Disney Plus DNA. Thank you. What's your Disney DNA? Like, do you even know?
Like, legit DNA.
Yeah. What's in your DNA? What's your Disney gene? Do you know?
I would say I'm like a mix of maybe Princess Jasmine with like a little bit of Boo Boo from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, nice. That's a nice little mix there. This is a very long, strandy piece of DNA. Why do you think that? Because those were sort of the characters you warmed to as a child and sort of have fond memories of, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a princess, so it makes sense that I'd be Princess Jasmine.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You'd be the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Sorry? Is this one of those weird things that I now need to ask? Don't tell me that am I known for hunching my shoulders? And I haven't realised.
No, you're
is that why
so
you said that?
Self-conscious.
Oh.
Is that sometimes is that you that? Hunch over.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Shit. I almost said the F word then. We almost had to dump. I hate that. I hate when you realise something about yourself after 30 years that you never knew. Shit.
After 30 years.
No, I never knew.
Oh, I'm sorry I've hurt your feelings. But it's your Disney DNA, Lakey. You got to go with it.
Look, Ash, in one of the weirdest triple threats to team up ever, Ash Barty, Ricky Lee, and Rove McManus are the faces behind this Disney DNA Plus thing. And Ash Barty did an advert. Let's find out what Disney DNA she has.
I used to wonder what set me apart. The answer is in my DNA. I discovered I'm 13% Moana, 31% Simba, and 56% the Hulk. What's your Disney Plus DNA?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, A for one, if I was 56% the Hulk, I would be dark.
She loves it. She loves being 56% the Hulk.
The music behind that also made it sound like she was on like a recovery ad or something.
It's quite the commercial. So you can jump on dna.disneyplus.com.au if you want to figure out your Disney DNA. For me, I don't need to jump on there. I know what I am.
The Hunchback?
No. 100% Jafar from Aladdin.
Get around me.
Yeah, I would say
100% Jafar.
Could I also say I reckon you've got a little bit of who's the evil one? Mufasa.
I'm not bloody Mufasa and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm full Jafar.
Maybe a bit of Pumbaa as well.
I'm not bloody Pumbaa. I'm not a fat pig and a hunched over old man in a French town. I'm 100% Jafar. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad dude with a rad toot. I know this because when I was 4 years old, I remember watching the scene in Aladdin with Jafar and Jasmine in the hourglass. And Jasmine was slowly drowning in the sand in the hourglass and Jafar was having his evil, wicked ways. And I remember getting my first little tingly sensation and really wanting Jafar to have his evil way.
You wanted Princess Jasmine to drown?
I wanted her to drown. I wanted Jafar to be able to kiss her. I wanted the uncle to have his wicked ways with his niece. How
and
bizarre.
You're four.
Well, that's what's getting me off here. Not poor choice of words. That's what's getting me off the hook. Because I was four, so I didn't know any better. If I'm doing it this day and age, like, oh, you're a bit of a sicko. That's weird. Well, I was four. I had no clue. I couldn't control what I thought. I remember
it's
clear as crystal.
It's still quite cooked for a four-year-old. It's
very, like very cooked for a four-year-old. A four-year-old Dom is what it was.
Call the show tonight. What's your young Disney memory?
What's your young Disney memory?
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
So I think your Disney DNA is just your weirdest Disney memory. I think that's really the case. I mean, can you beat me as a four-year-old boy wanting Jafar to have his wicked ways with Jasmine? I remember it clear as crystal. It's so weird.
Memories are very far off yours.
Well, maybe you were like 10 or so and you insisted on having a Pocahontas party or something like that, or you just loved Pinocchio's nose and you made a fake nose everywhere you went. Or I don't know, whatever it was, your weird Disney memory as a kid.
I vividly remember, do you remember the film, I cannot for the life of me remember the name, but it had all the horses, I think it was called...
Spirit of the
Spirit. Spirit, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, so this is my vivid memory. For weeks on end, I had nightmares of the horses, like, trampling me in the middle of the night, like, running after me and be like, come with us, Lulu.
There we
and
go.
And then trampling over me. So that's why I'm terrified of horses. We went to Hawke's Bay for a weekend away, and this tiny, tiny horse called Paddy, I was meant to get on Paddy, and I couldn't ride Paddy because of my spirit nightmare.
There you go. You are 99% spirit, 1% hunchback. That's your DNA. 131060, what's your early Disney memory, your young one? Alicia, hello.
Hello.
So this is going back a little while for you. You sound mid-30s now. This is
umpteen years.
Umpteen years. Yeah, yep. Umpteen years. So what was this memory that rings true?
The Lion King. I had to have everything that was produced by The Lion King down to the playing cards.
Merch.
Yep.
Yeah, so a small obsession. And it's weird how that can come across, because it's not like you only would have ever watched The Lion King. The brain could have easily been obsessed with Pinocchio, The Jungle Book,
Cinderella.
Anastasia. Anastasia.
I think it's Anastasia.
Anastasia. But it's the king that rang true. I remember having a crush on Nala.
Okay, sorry. We just need to stop for a moment. You have said some very inappropriate things about Disney tonight.
Is it illegal for a six-year-old boy to have a crush on a cartoon lion?
No, but I feel like it could slightly be illegal for a four-year-old to be wanting for Jasmine to drown in sand.
I didn't want her to drown.
Evil
I wanted
Mr. Jafar.
I wanted Jafar to sleep with her. I didn't want her to drown.
Okay, please stop saying that. Your four-year-old brain.
Sorry, Alicia. This is a tad embarrassing. I understand the obsession with the Lion King in Nala, that sweet, sweet lioness. Jacob, on 13 1060. Hey. Early Disney memory?
So with Toy Story, I used to like line my toys up and have a talk to them and just ask them if any of them are actually real to come alive.
yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I can just imagine it.
Like a heart-to-heart, a real sit-down chat. Like, guys, I promise I won't tell
it really
anyone.
Was. Like, I had one from birth and I just like looked at him and I'm like, come on, surely you're real.
Like, come on, boys, just one wink. On. Just wink at me.
I won't tell
you.
Give
me a sign.
I won't tell Mum. Give me a sign. All right, I'm going to leave you here. We're going out for 3 hours. If you're real,
move
over. Move over there when I come back. I won't tell anyone.
That's exactly how it was.
Oh, the magic. The magic of a kid. We've forgotten all about it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
You may not like this, but your commercial FM hits are on hold.
You can't justify this.
What are we going to do instead?
It's FM radio, as you've never heard it before. The mics will be on. The phone lines will be open. And the music will be gone. 5, 4, 3, 2. The Danny Lakey Late Show presents 1. Talk Back Tuesday.
Yeah, Talk Back Tuesday. My nipples get erect at the thought of two-way dialogue. Hence why until the end of the show, which is, to be fair, only about 14 minutes away, we'll do Talk Back. No conversation is off the cheese board. 13, 10, 60. If you get on the air, you score yourself a prize. Rob, hello.
How are you, mate?
Whoa, one of the great deep voices. From the great alpha males. I bet you've got those fat fingers and a wide set palm that makes me feel like a little beta cuck when you shake my hand. I bet you're that guy.
I've definitely got a fat something, but it's not fingers.
I've got a chubby penis, but tiny hands. That's me. What do you want to talk about?
Mate, two things. First of all, Harry, what a champion, mate. I've left jobs before that paid 20, 30, 50 grand, you know. Oh. This man's left a job that pays millions, you know. What a champion.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's so funny, the people that sort of just view other humans that they've never met before, like they're their kind of entertainment. Like, can you believe? He's a royal. He was born into royalship. He's there. Who's going to be a royal now? We're like, come on. I saw a great post today. About Prince Harry. Like, he served 10 years in the army, he's fought in Afghanistan, he's killed Taliban, he's walked across the South Pole, he started the Invictus Games, he can fly Apache helicopters, he's raised $1 billion for over 24 charities. Just let him do his thing for a little while now. He's 35, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
Right. Hashtag Prince Harry. I couldn't believe it. We had a little discussion at the Sunday barbecue. I couldn't believe that my father was anti-Harry leaving the Royals. Him and my nana, they were so disappointed in him. They really trusted him. Unbelievable scenes. I think that's the thing, isn't it, with like social media and celeb culture at the moment. People sort of think that they just own these little graphics on their computer. They don't realise they're just like a human being, a prematurely balding ginger who's just keen to go to Canada and sleep with his movie star missus a little more. Give the guy a break.
Who wouldn't?
Who would not? What's the second thing?
Opinions are like a-holes, aren't they? Everyone's got one.
Oh, yeah, well over there.
On Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 13 10 60.
Bray, hello.
Howdy, how are we?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just sort of chewing the fat on Talkback Tuesday, chatting to a girl whose name also means a soft cheese.
Yes, I have actually been called Camembert. It was a nickname
really?
At work.
That's a nice little gag. That's a real nice play on words. I like a bit of dairy-based cheese humour.
Oh, who doesn't?
You're on your way to a comedy show.
Yeah, there's a big one on Sunday because there was one Monday night, I think, but we missed tickets by like 30 seconds.
Oh, bugger. Okay, so it's on Sunday. So, I mean, you're not on your way literally right now to one. You'll be heading there probably on, about 30 minutes before the show starts on Sunday.
Yeah, a little bit. I heard you're doing one in Perth.
I am doing one in Perth. Head to my fringe show. Get there. All proceeds go to the bushfires. It's tomorrow night right through Sunday. Starts at 6:15 p.m. at the Aberdeen Hotel for 45 minutes. If you like this radio show, you'll like my stand-up show. I have sex with a seafood sensation Subway sandwich.
Sounds like a fun afternoon.
Yeah, no, it's good fun. what show are you going to?
I'm not actually sure. It's a whole heap of people. My ex-sister-in-law bought tickets.
Yeah, nice bit of showcase. The showcase is great because if you hate someone, they'll be done in 10 minutes and then you've got another one. There's usually someone good on the way. Yeah, very nice indeed. Well, what a chat. What a great piece of dialogue that was.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 13 10 60. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talkback Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, you just quiet down, Tash. Yeah, you just quiet down until we speak to you. Tash.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Hi. What have you been up to?
I just came to the premiere of Just Mercy.
Premiere of what?
Just Mercy, the movie.
Oh, Just Mercy. Well, talk us through it. Give us a synopsis. Will that give you away the ending?
It is like a literally modern-day Time to Kill versus Dead Man Walking.
Two movies I'm not familiar with, but I'm not a movies man. I'm sure the audience
will be much
more familiar.
Oh, my God. How old are you?
30.
Yeah, well, you should know a Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey. And you should know Dead Man Walking with Susan Sarandon.
Have you even lived if you don't know Dead Man Walking?
Just movies, they're always 20 minutes too long for me. Every time I go to the cinema, I'm sitting there going, could have wrapped up now. Could have wrapped up.
Really, Danny? Are you that person, really?
Well, I'm not doing it to get a kick out of anyone. It's just how my genetic structure's been made up. It's not my fault. That's how I feel. You like movies? I don't like movies. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Really? You're not going to watch Matthew McConaughey, Susan Sarandon movies, Danny? You're going to be that guy, are you?
Exactly. Who are you in that house?
That's all right. I'm very comfortable in my own skin. That's all right. I'm happy to share the world with fellow movie girls. Yeah, not too bad. Just about to chat to a guy called Ben.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 13 10 60. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talkback Tuesday.
If you want to call up the show and get an opinion off your chest, you're more than welcome to. You'll score a prize. You can even abuse me just for not seeing two movies. Ben, hello.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good. Just dealing with Cyclone Tash and all the cleanup that comes with that. what are you up to?
I just want to say, how shit's afternoon work? I'm on the way home and it's bloody boring.
How shit's afternoon work? To be honest, that's my dream work. That's where that's when I want to be working. I hate morning work and I hate night work. Arvo works where it's at, surely. Really?
I'd rather work in the morning.
Oh, you're one of those morning guys.
Yeah.
Morning people.
There's a lot better things to be doing in the afternoon than working.
Oh, yeah. I always remember getting home from high school in grade 10 and my parents wouldn't get home for another 2 hours. Those were the days.
those were the days.
What do you do for work?
I work at a meat factory.
Oh, an abattoir? One of the, a big ab? One of the big abs?
Don Meats.
Oh, his Don is good.
Yeah, his Don is good.
What do you do? Slice the salami up? Shave the champagne leg hand?
Fuck all and get paid for
it. Oh, God. Yes, I do a whole lot of F all and get paid for it, says Ben. Oh, dearie me. Well, that's good. I mean, Don Meats are well aware that Ben called up. That's all right. Ben, no swearing, all right? Ben, I mean, you're a nice guy, but we still can't put F words on the radio, that's all.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry about that. I understand my mistakes. I just thought I was just having a conversation with someone. That's all. I forgot about the whole national radio thing. That's all right. That's what we want. I want to build a little bit of comfort with the listeners. Jacob, I'm 131060. Time's running out. If you want to get things off your chest, BTW, what's going on, Jake the Snake?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good.
I was hoping that you can steer this sailing boat for a while. No. What happened? Should we pretend we're on a Tinder date? Should we pretend that we've just met each other? I want to hear your go-tos and my go-tos, all right? No? Why do some people call up? I don't get it. We call up Talk Back Tuesday, they don't say anything. Breathing down the line. Probably fondling with his foreskin. Get him off. Luke. Hello. Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I thought we had another foreskin fondler at hotmail.com. What can I do for you?
Not much.
Jesus Christ. This is a foreskin fondler if I've ever heard one. Jesus Christ. Go on. Do the devil's work, mister. Have your way. Oh. Even my skin's crawling. I feel violated and abused. Somebody else call. Ah! Get him off! Somebody else call through. I need to be nurtured back to good health. I've had two foreskin fondlers in a row. Ah! Hang up, Luke. There's photos of me on the Instagram. It's a lot better than this nasally voice. Oh. Taylor, I'm 131060. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, thank goodness. Someone who's not fondling their foreskin at 11:46 at night.
That'd be difficult because I don't have one.
Yeah, no, I know. But don't let that be the only reason you're not a foreskin fondler, though. Is that anything stopping me from being a fondling foreskinner 24/7 is the lack of foreskin I have. What do you want to talk about?
I agree with Ben. Shift work is a pain. I've just finished a 9-hour shift and I've missed out on dinner with friends.
Oh, I hate that. I didn't know that he was having a go at shift work, though. I thought he was having a go at afternoon work. He didn't like that his arvos weren't free.
Yep, look, my afternoon disappeared. 3 to 11:30. There goes my entire day.
Oh, there goes the entire day. It's almost like someone forced us into our jobs and circumstances.
Yeah. Oh,
unbelievable. Yeah, there's always a little bit of the day that we miss because of duties to pay for things. Dirty Dick has called in. Sorry, Taylor. Love to chat all night, but I've got to go. Dirty Dick's here. Hello, Dirty Dick.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Happy 2020 to you, Dirty Dick. And ironically, you're only the third dirtiest dick that I've talked to tonight.
Well, you made me call because you just said you'd play with your foreskin and that's exactly what I was doing.
No, that wasn't what I was doing. I believe that was what you were doing, but that's not what I was doing. Let's get that on the record.
I just want to tell you, I've just come back from the Philippines and I have screwed.
No, damn it off! Turn him off! Turn him off! That's why they call him Dirty Dick! Alicia, last call. I want to go home.
Random facts.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Heard the show about random facts and it's just stuck in my head.
Smooth gear change. Good. Yeah, random fact. What is it?
Males are born with nipples in the womb before they get their Y chromosome.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're useless.
One. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they drop off because we're not going to develop any milk. Any milk out of our teats. Yeah, I knew that one. I knew it. I knew what I did.
I'm a facts man. On Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 13 10 60.
I'm going
to
wrap it up there, I reckon. I reckon that's all she wrote tonight. Can we keep the foreskin fondling to a minimum next Talkback Tuesday? Otherwise, the big bosses will have a meeting and try and scrap this segment. It'll be Wednesday tomorrow, though, so we don't need to worry about that for another 7 days. Oh, who's in? Oh, Samantha X, chatting sex and sobriety. That's good. All right, I'm going to go home and sleep and try not to think about those three men that are thinking about me. Jess Mowboy, see you later.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.